Six Nations elected council expressed their support of Six Nations Health Services efforts in securing Jordan's principal services funding for the 2023-2024 fiscal year from Indigenous Services Canada. Six Nations Health Services were seeking approval from Six Nations elected council in the amount of $5,437,369 for service delivery and an additional $8,791,296 for service coordination. The resolution was brought to Six Nations elected council during the May 1st general finance meeting, where it was carried and supported by Six Nations elected council. Chief Mark Hill spoke on the importance of the program and ensuring that Six Nations students have the proper supports in place to ensure success.
I've been hearing, and I know obviously we've been having, you know, as much as what Jordan's principal's dollars are meant for and assistance, I know we've been trying to really get a handle on Jordan's principal funding itself. I know even within the schools, very happy to hear that they finally come to an agreement and our kids, students will be back in school. However, I've been hearing from different members like the importance of the tutoring. And I'm wondering if we can't wait for this, obviously, submission. So what can be done in the now? Because now that we've had the kids out of school for COVID, we've had the kids impacted by the strike, you know, it's just constant that our students are the ones most impacted and have minimal support in a sense. So how can we come up with a plan of action so that we have additional supports for all of our kids moving forward, in addition to not only the tutoring, but homework support? Like, we have to go above and beyond at this point. And the other big part of this as well is the mental health aspect. You know, we've recognized mental health, being an issue prior to the pandemic, and then further to what we're dealing with at our current moment, in addition to on top of, you know, post-pandemic. So there's a lot of, I guess, questions around Jordan's principal. I know we've been trying our best to make sure we're getting the services and the assistance out there. I just think we need to do better in the coordination and collaboration.
Jesse Gartshore, portfolio lead for Six Nations Health Services Child and Youth Health Team, spoke on the growth of the program in recent years and advocating for more work to continue to be done with Jordan's principal services.
We continue to really advocate. And if you look in the request around service delivery, really looking at some additional positions around that mental health piece for our kids, because we've identified those gaps and we continue to grow out the team to be able to meet some of those needs. But we are looking at, and we put it in the funding application, engaging with a consultant to really like look at the overarching services, and a local consultant, Amy Lickers, to really work with us to look at, you know, what are the existing services that we're providing? Where are the gaps still remain? And where can we really be working together? Because I agree, Mark, when we talk about it, there really is a need for collaboration across all the sectors in providing these supports. So we're kind of playing catch up. We've just had so much growth. It's really been substantial. And we really need to now sit and have somebody support us to really look at the program and look at, you know, the flow of services and the flow of supports that are running through these dollars, and how we can best use them, and really what we need to be asking for, because we continue to grow in what we have requested through Indigenous Services Canada. We continue to advocate in terms of like the timelines that some of these applications are getting back, and what we can do on our end, hence the emergency funds, which, you know, those are only the last couple of years, and we've been able to say there are times in which we cannot wait for approvals. But we know that there's more we can do.
Councillor Michelle Bomberry spoke on the importance of documenting the work being done by the program to show the improvements being made.
I think there's just so much, and it's nice to hear that Amy is looking at those collaborations, but I really hear what Audrey is saying. I think we really need to not so much evaluate, because I think sometimes that word isn't liked, but track what's happening. Because I think if we're, you know, we have 150 students every night going to tutoring, that's like unreal. Mm-hmm. So I want to be able, and anecdotally, I've heard, you know, great things about the students getting to their reading level. But where do we see that on paper? Because I'm so tired of our community is deficit based, and I don't think we are. We have so many strong people in our community. And so I want to be able to change that narrative. And by doing these programs, we need to be documenting that as we go.
Six Nations elected council carried the motion brought to the May 1st general finance meeting, and Six Nations Health Services will now submit both applications for service delivery and service coordination to Indigenous Services Canada.